for flower containers for your patio. They cut them in half. It makes a very attractive container for your flowers.
Well, what about, have you ever heard of people talking about maybe a container that a fair amount of lard, say, would come in? Do you have any idea what that
just
would
a bucket, be? Bucket of lard. Yes, and those generally were gallon size or pail, bucket or pail, whichever.
Have you ever heard people talk about a stand of lard?
Uh-uh.
Never heard of that. Well, what about this thing that you might use if you were pouring some liquid into a small mouth bottle and
funnel?
Funnel.
Yeah.
Do women usually keep a funnel around the kitchen?
Oh, I can't get along without a funnel. How do you think I pour one liquid from a jar to another?
Right.
Small mouth something anyway.
Well, what did people call this thing, you know, if they were driving a buggy that used to crack around the...
Buggy whip.
Have any idea what that was made of?
Yes and no. It would be a very hard, firm something up to a certain point.
The handle part of it?
The handle part, and a little bit longer. Then that's larger, and then it begins to decrease in size. And that latter part would be kind of a braided thing, very closely braided. And then as it went out to the end, it got kind of loose-like, so it could pop real good.
You guess it was leather, or
I would think so.
Or something like
leather,
that?
More than likely. I hadn't thought about it, but I imagine.
Well, say if you went to the grocery store and made a purchase, what would the grocer probably put your purchase in so that you could carry it home?
A paper bag now, paper sack.
As a bag and a sack.
Same difference.
Same thing.
In my estimation.
What about this type of something like that, except not made out of paper, but some kind of coarse cloth, you know, that potatoes might come in,
yes,
or something
yes.
like that?
Yes, yes. Well, now, if you're going to get a sack with potatoes or oranges or apples, I'd call that a sack, because it is more or less, even though it might be mesh, you know.
Is that called any particular kind of sack, or just a sack?
Just a sack in my mind.
Well, have you ever heard people around here mention toe sack?
Now, a toe sack and a gunny sack would be the same thing. And that's made out of a certain kind of material. I don't know what you call it, burlap, perhaps.
Okay.
So a gunny sack and a toe sack go in together. But now when I think of a sack for potatoes and onions, I think about this mesh-like sack that you've seen.
You know what people in my part of the country say instead of toe sack?
No.
They say croaker sack.
And I've heard that. I've heard that. I've never used it very much, but I have certainly heard it.
Do you associate it with toe sack?
Yeah.
Or something
When they say it, I know what they're talking about. I think that's more or less from maybe our colored people.
I see.
I won't say definitely there, though.
I see. I haven't run into too many people in Arkansas who have heard of Kroger sack.
Yes. Yes, I have heard of it.
At least in the places I've been so
far.
Yeah. That's interesting. Have you ever heard a farmer refer to, say if he were going to take a load of corn to the mill, have you ever heard him call the amount that he could take at one time anything in particular?
I don't believe. We just a load.
Just a load?
Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard a farmer talk about a turn of corn or something like that?
No. I don't believe that's been used enough. It always...